Let's take a look at some of the ways that Windows Azure provides network security. We start with the Internet, which contains a set of client computers. Some of these computers are clients, some are administrators, but some could be malicious users. Next, we add Windows Azure. Inside of Windows Azure are customer subscriptions. Although hosted within the Windows Azure infrastructure, these customer subscriptions are isolated from each other. For example, Customer 2 has no way to access a storage blob in Customer 1's subscription. Customer subscriptions can host deployments, which are groups of virtual machines that can interact with each other directly. The Windows Azure Virtual Network is a group of deployments that can be placed on subnets in a manner similar to your data center. In both cases, the set of computers within are isolated from other deployments or virtual networks, even within the same subscription. For virtual networks, you can also configure a cross-premises encrypted VPN connection. This makes the subnets and virtual machines in the virtual network an extension of your organization network, similar to a branch office. Between the Internet and the virtual machines of a deployment or virtual network is the load balancer, which provides routing, traffic translation, firewalling, and load distribution services for traffic to and from virtual machines. Incoming traffic from Internet clients to virtual machines must be specifically allowed by the load balancer through the configuration of input endpoints. An input endpoint allows a specific type of traffic, essentially an open port to the Internet, and maps a public port number to an internal port number for traffic to a specific virtual machine. For example, to allow HTTPS traffic from an Internet client to a web server in the virtual network, an input endpoint maps the public TCP port 443 to the private port 443 on the virtual machine. In this case, the load balancer is translating addresses, but not ports. As another example, an input endpoint allows RDP traffic to a randomly determined TCP port and maps it to the well-known port for RDP traffic to the virtual machine. This allows remote administration of the virtual machine without opening the well-known RDP port to the Internet. Windows Azure automatically configures endpoints to allow remote desktop and remote Windows PowerShell connections. Input endpoints can be locked down even further by specifying a set of access control lists, or ACLs, that allow you to specify by IP address ranges the set of computers that are permitted or denied access through the endpoint. The final layer of defense is the host-based firewall on the virtual machine itself. Depending on the operating system, you can define allowed incoming and outgoing traffic by port number or IP address. For additional information, see the Windows Azure Network Security White Paper at aka.ms/aznetsec.